people who are interested in the art and collecting art, they would know who was Lana. But it's a very narrow number of interested people. It's a pity. Probably one of the reasons why is he not so famous as he should be. First of all, it's our common history in the last 50 years. Which led to forgotten him and others like him. But also he had a largest collection of applied art, in fact, in his time. But unfortunately, with the end of his life, he was somehow disappointed with the development in Austria-Bohemia and this division Czech-German. He was an Austrian. He was a German-speaking Czech who knew both languages well, of course, with the tradition in Czech. He was probably disappointed, and so at the end of his days he decided to give quite important part of his collection to the auction. We know, of course, that he had such important pieces in his collection that today pieces from his collection are in the most important collections in the world, starting with Metropolitan Museum in New York, with the National Gallery in London, in Washington, its Louvre, Berlin, and other museums. But if he probably wouldn't sell it, and if could stay together like Rothschild collection, like Mellon collection, like Morgan collection, which would be a Lana collection, he would be more famous.